if you were riding a pigeon horse, mm-hmm. and you had it in your pocket, and the man had to carry it there. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd just break it off a piece, he'd sit the, hit the saddle horn, mm-hmm. and he just quit. I heard him say that's right, he didn't care what, because he broke too many of them anyway.
You can't blame him.
No.
Oh, to tell time, I didn't put any hands on this one. If this is the hour hand, and this is the minute hand, what time would you say this is?
I'd say about 7:30.
Uh-huh. And let's say that the hour hand is here, and the minute hand is there.
10 minutes to nine.
And I was interested in that. In some places it's 10 minutes to.
Uh-huh.
Some places it's 10 minutes till.
Uh-huh.
It's strange, but you get a sort of a pattern on that.
Well, I'll declare. I'd always say till. 10 till 9. I always say till. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Until. I should say. But I just say till.
Until is the expression that's usually used.
Well, I just never had thought about it.
Let's see, this is the 26th of August, 1960, then we'll say the 26th of August, 1959, was just exactly
365 days.
And that is how long ago?
Year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, some terms for the weather. If there has been a period of bad weather with heavy clouds and things like that, and then they start to go away, would say the weather is?
I'd say clearing off. That's where we always put it. Yeah, well, it's clearing off.
And you know, these terms for the weather are pretty standard, too.
Oh, they are.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that around
no,
here?
No, I just really hadn't.
But they will adjust themselves in a whole area on
uh-huh.
that one term. Maybe it hasn't happened yet.
Uh-huh.
And if we have had one type of weather for quite a while, and now another type is starting. We say the weather is
changing.
Huh?
There's going to be a change in the weather. I can usually tell by my old bones. And they didn't say there isn't anything to that, because there is.
There is indeed.
Yes, sir.
If there have been no clouds, and then clouds start to appear, we say the clouds are
forming.
Uh-huh.
Or it's clouding up. That's what Dad used to say. Cloud up, though.
Mm-hmm. How about a brief rain? Any special term for that?
It's a light shower, I'd say.
How about a brief heavy rain?
Well, that's a hard shower.
Mm-hmm. Did your dad ever call out anything different? Any funny term, like a gully washer? Or?
No, Dad didn't use many terms like that, but I've heard that expression a lot of times. Yes, a toad strangler.
A toad strangler.
I've heard that expression. A very good old toad strangler.
How about
gully washer.
Gully washer?
Yes.
How about a knot floater? Obviously wouldn't have that around here.
I never heard that.
Timber. Find that more in timber country, probably a knot floater.
Well.
Something like that.
I had never heard that. Mm-hmm.
And how about a storm where there is thunder and lightning?
Thunderstorm, electrical storm.
And windstorms, what kinds of those did you have?
There's tornadoes.
Did you call them those when you were a girl?
Tornadoes?
Uh-huh.
Yes, Mother always did. And now, I was a good big girl before I knew the difference between a cyclone and a tornado. But the first tornado I ever saw was over at, we could see it from our house at Winoka. Now it looked like it was just about that high off the ground. And Mother said, "Here's a tornado." And I said, we went on talking, I said, "Cyclone." And she said, "No, now."